Kenosha rioters vandalize synagogue, Free Palestine, Church, BLM. By Joel B. Polak on August 27, 2020. Rioters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, vandalized a synagogue and a church on Wednesday evening during protests described as peaceful by the mainstream media on the fourth night of unrest after the shooting of Jacob Blake, 29, on Sunday. The Blaze reported, Townhouse Julio Rose's caught video of someone in the Black Lives Matter crowd spray-painting Free Palestine in the driveway of Kenosha's Beth Hillel Temple. The synagogue was tagged with Free Palestine in the driveway. The same slogan scrawled on a synagogue in Los Angeles during the first wave of Black Lives Matter riots in late May. Few Democrats spoke out against that anti-Semitic attacks, which extended to other synagogues, as well as kosher markets and other Jewish-owned stores. A church was also vandalized, its sign defaced with the initials BLM, short for Black Lives Matter. Church sign in Kenosha graffitied with BLM. pic.twitter.com/a7yanverse8. Julio Roses, at Julio_Roses11, August 27, 2020. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel declared that the fourth night of protests in Kenosha had been peaceful. The synagogue's rabbi, who has left-wing political views, told the Wisconsin Jewish Chronicle, I'm a lot more concerned about the loss of life that the black community experiences on a regular basis because of systemic racism, because of the violence directed at them, than I am about whatever damage or costs are incurred for us because of it. Rabbi Aryeh Sparrow, who opened the third night of the Republican National Convention on Wednesday evening with a prayer, took a different view earlier this year, writing in an op-ed at Breitbart News that the nation's leaders had been shamefully silent about the anti-Semitism of some Black Lives Matter protests. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @joelpolak.